just doing what I like doing. Hi, I'm Brandon Keith Biggs, and I am a student at California State University, East Bay. I am currently in Italy studying Italian at the Catholic University of Milan. This is my interview with Gateway Radio. So I grew up in Walla Walla, Washington. I was actually born in Spokane, Washington, and then moved to Walla Walla when I was 8. And then I moved to California when I was about 16. I was mainstreamed. They did homeschooling. And then I went to like a hybrid, half homeschool, half public school. I got the best of both worlds. I did one 30-day evaluation at the Washington State School for the Blind when I was in 9th grade. I did not like the blind school experience. It's great for some people, but for me, I'm a very active individual who likes to do things. It was kind of restrictive for me. And, you know, I wanted to go to the public school. I've always wanted to do stuff that I thought was fun. I did basketball, cross country, track and field, and wrestling. I just wanted to try everything. I was very good at justifying why I should do stuff to the athletic directors. It wasn't a matter, oh, you can't do this because you're blind. How can I do this when I'm blind? What I didn't like about the public school was it was very difficult to get any kind of materials in an accessible format in a timely manner. Tried to read on a CCTV and I got horrible, horrible, horrible headaches. So I stopped doing that. I learned Braille when I was 3, but I was really resistant to reading Braille. I still don't like reading Braille, but I do anyways. I am actually congenitally blind, which means I was born blind. I have Leber's congenital amaurosis, LCA. I have a protein in my retinas that is missing. I do have some sight. I can see outlines, but I can't see, you know, details. In 7th grade, I had done a speech contest. It was a dramatic interpretation, and nobody had ever done that kind of thing in Washington 4-H before. I basically did the intro to Lord of the Rings. Great Rings. I got Judge's Choice Award. Everybody loved it, even though I didn't really fit into any kind of category. 8th grade was when I got really into theater. Missoula Children's Theater, which is a theater company that goes around and does productions. They came to my school. They put on The Frog Prince. I was a knight in there. I knew that I loved performing in front of people and doing speeches. So I tried doing this play. I never had done singing before 8th grade. One person stands in front and teaches us the words, and we're learning everything by rote. So, you know, as a blind person, that was fantastic. They also worked with me on the gestures and making sure that I got off and on stage without major mishaps. I was like, you know, how can I do this more? And they recommended me to a theater camp that, unbeknownst to me, was a super, super prestigious theater camp in Missoula. I went, auditioned for that, and I sang this piece, Snoopy from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I did the speech that won me all these awards. And I actually got into the camp. It was 2 weeks of intensive drama. That's basically where I said, wow, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Being with other people who love performing and who are crazy and who were super high energy all the time. This camp really, really set the foundation for, you know, for everything. What kind of adaptations do I do in the theater while I'm in a production? Not much once the show begins, but I do need to see the stage beforehand. I need to know this stage implicitly, know exactly where the props are going to be. You know, if something happens, then that happens. It's in life. When I'm on stage, I am a different person.
Good evening.
And it's even a feeling that I try to embody when I'm, you know, off stage to some extent. I was having these problems as a young male bass baritone because Everything in musical theater for young people is for tenors. Nothing's for baritones. All these roles are there. You look like you should be playing, but your voice doesn't agree. Your voice doesn't say that you should be up there. I love singing, you know, Some Enchanted Evening or the adult songs. And everybody would say, no, no, you can't do those. You're too young. You need to sing these other songs that are way higher. And I couldn't sing those. They were way too high and it didn't feel good. I never did get the roles that I really wanted. Why is this happening to me? You know, why can't I get these other roles? And my teacher was like, why don't you try doing some opera? I was like, opera? What's that? And he gave me some old, old Italian songs that every singer learns. Caro mio ben, credimi amen. It felt really good in my voice. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. Maybe this is something that I should investigate. It wasn't until my previous voice teacher that I really began to realize my voice and really began to become comfortable with my voice. In opera, like 90% of the music is in Italian, and I don't have an Italian class at my school. Going to Italy started out with me needing to know Italian for opera, but it's become a lot more than that. You get this global view of the world. When I came here, you know, it was like a goal that I set myself. Don't hang out with the international students, hang out with the Italians. I'm here to learn Italian. Fourth day that I was here in Italy, we did a campus tour. Can you take Brandon, show him around and let him know where everything is? And she was like, okay, hi, my name is Claudia. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you. So we started talking, you know, on the tour, and she had really good English, but she was super shy. When we finished, I was like, you know what? What's your phone number? Because I was like, I got her number and asked her out, and we've been going out ever since. It was probably the most awesome thing that I could have done. Italy is like a nightmare for blind people in every way, shape, or form, except for like one, and that's that they have a lot of beeper lights, and the metro here is fantastic. But other than that, the idea of a sidewalk, it's supposed to be something that you walk on. Here, it's where you park your motorcycle. It's where you drive on if you want to get closer to your house. People put out signs for their companies. There's bicycles. People do walk on it, but it's like an obstacle course. They're definitely not ADA compliant. There's some sidewalks that I've been on that are 18 inches, if that. You'll find a motorcycle in the middle of this 18-inch sidewalk. I've actually broken my cane, so I've kind of retaped it up. Canes are super expensive here. It's like 150 euro. They don't take credit cards, for example, when you go to the store here. I don't want to be carrying that much cash around with me in a foreign country. What blind people here use are these little card devices that you put the bill in and you fold it over. And since they're different sizes, it'll tell you what denomination it is. I haven't gotten one of those yet because I don't carry around that much cash. I've been grabbed a lot more times than I wish to contemplate. Say they think you're going to hit the pole or the cross light is green and you're not going because you arrived too late. I've had a lot of people, you know, grab me and you're, andiamo, andiamo, verde, verde. You know, it's green, it's green, it's green, let's go, let's go. And I'm like, sto bene, sto bene. I'm fine, I'm fine. The Italians are very much, you know, aware of you, except when they're walking. They trip over my cane hundreds of times a day. If you're at a California state school, it's super easy to do international programming. They only have you pay the amount that you would pay if you were actually at school. I said to myself, you know, I want to go to Italy. Originally was going to go to Germany and to Italy. And so I applied to both places and Italy said, yeah, come to us. And Germany said, oh, you're blind. Oh, we don't want a blind person at our school. But Italy was like, yeah, come on, come on, vieni, vieni. And the department at my school was like, we'll totally support you in this. You know, you're the first blind person that's ever gone overseas from our school. So we will totally be behind you every step of the way. Just let us know if there's any text that you need converted. You know, we're here to convert for you. And I couldn't do it without these resources that I do have at the California University. My singing goal is to be the first bass baritone to sing Scarpia on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. It's my favorite opera and one of the most difficult operas that would, you know, both do a world of good for blind opera singers in general, as well as, you know, be amazing for me. My goals is to show that, you know, blind people just like to live their lives. They don't like to be said, oh, you're such an inspiration to me. You know, that's great, but, you know, I'm just living. If you do go blind, just live. Don't let it hold you back. You know, it's not anything weird. It's perfectly normal, and, you know, just live. Feel free to check out my website at brandonkeithbiggs.com. That's BRANDONKEITHBIGGS.com. Or you can check me out on Facebook and you can like me there. Or you can look on YouTube and you'll find lots of videos on me. Awesome. Thanks. Bye.